For every military tactic, there is a countermeasure. As one Army general noted, military operations are a giant, lethal version of the children's game of rock, paper, scissors. Adding armor to U.S. military vehicles inevitably led to new moves by the bombers. In the winter of 2004-5, they began concealing IEDs among overhanging branches and leaves. Iraq, between the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers, is quite lush. Or hanging them from light poles. The purpose of this, said one Army engineer studying the problem in Baghdad, appeared to be to move the bomb blast above the armored doors, so that the effect shattered the windshields and side windows inward, and also to hit the soldiers manning the guns mounted atop many vehicles. Vehicle-borne IEDs, or car bombs, also became popular in the fall and winter of 2003. Troops soon were taught to be on the lookout for a new set of telltale signs, such as the jalopy so overladen that it sat low on its springs. Another was fresh tires on an old car. This is a one-way trip. Driver wants no flats, a 2004 briefing explained. Bomb explosions frequently were experienced as overwhelming waves of light. It just happened in a flash, recalled Sergeant First Class Eric Mocker in a typical comment. You hear it. The blast smashes everything in the vehicle. As they treated bomb injuries, Army doctors began to notice a new pattern of problems in soldiers that resulted from brains being rattled around in the skull by the blasts. In 2003 and 2004, hundreds of soldiers were diagnosed as suffering some form of damage from such incidents. Even seasoned surgeons were surprised by the extent of it. Army Reserve Major Donald Robinson was a trauma specialist in inner-city Camden, New Jersey, before deploying to Iraq. But he was surprised by what he found in the war. When I got there, I was taken aback, he said. This was penetrating trauma to the nth degree. It was massive. The tissue destruction was like nothing I'd ever seen before. Imagine shards of metal going everywhere. Add the percussion from the blast, then put someone inside a Bradley fighting vehicle and add fire to it and burning flesh. A person inhales and suffers inhalation injury. But in an insurgency, it is the political result that is always paramount. Though devastating physically, the most significant effect of roadside bombs was that they made U.S. troops wary of operating among the people. The fact that insurgents were able to place so many bombs, often repeatedly along the same stretches of road, also made a political statement, because it meant that the locals weren't reporting on them. Coalition forces are forced to interact with the Iraqi populace from a defensive posture, effectively driving a psychological wedge between the people and their protectors, Major General Peter Chiarelli, who commanded the 1st Cavalry Division in Iraq in 2004, observed. That sort of insight, built on an understanding of the nature of conducting a counterinsurgency campaign, had been rare among Army commanders in Iraq during the summer of 2003.